and do a little dance.
Just keep going for the whole hour. That's fine.
Yeah, that was
all right.
I quite liked that.
Welcome to Lug Radio. Mate.
Haven't said that for a while. Yeah, it's pretty good.
So, did you have a good day today?
Okay. Right, so... What, next year?
Right, now, I should be clear about this. We have a little thing down here, as we mentioned, a little thing with notes of stuff we're going to do and say about. And it says, say hello to everyone.
Hello.
No more.
Hello. And then it says, comma, no more LRL. And then there's a comma, and it says, fuck off.
Is the message clearly understood?
Now, I appreciate we have known form with telling lies about this. But we're not lying this year. It's not happening next year.
No more. This is the last Lug Radio.
This is, this is the last one.
Yeah, this is the actual last one. Kind of.
No, it's the last one.
Do you think we should have told them this at the end? Because then we can just fuck off and they can't argue about it. We're just going to get an hour of shit off people now.
All right, so next up, do you want to talk about what we're going to be giving away?
Yeah.
Actually, no, you shouldn't be the person who talks about what we're giving away.
Oh, wimp. Go on then.
My book.
I'd like to talk about why this is a good idea.
So, because
they can't sell
we're probably
copies.
Not selling any, we're giving all of these, this delicious array of Art of Community books here.
Bollocks.
So, I'll move my tail out of the way. I've actually said that before. So basically, anybody who says something particularly insightful, which is probably unlikely, or anyone that says anything particularly funny, which is probably likely, will get a free copy of the book. So we've got
everyone's silence for the whole thing. Right?
I'll point out now that I think we're ambitious with what, 20 copies?
This might be a 5-hour show.
Yeah, give Adam a book.
No, you don't.
No, you can refuse.
Right. If you say something unfunny, 2 copies. I ought to point out, saying funny shit on Twitter where we can't see it does not win you a copy of the book.
No, no, it doesn't. It wins you a copy of his book. Wow. So, shall we...
This is fucking really unnerving, having Twitter.
Was this
your idea?
I thought it was a good idea until right now. I've never been this scared in my entire life.
All right.
Right.
Epic spelling fail, whoever wrote that.
It's not too weird, because usually we're kind of like, when Axe around, we're always kind of looking behind our shoulders, if you get my drift. So, I love you.
Right, yes. Yeah, so, if you say something particularly funny... Free
book.
Copy of the book for you.
We're also going to be indiscriminately lobbing out penguins. These were given to us by...
Shit. There you go.
You should join the English cricket team.
I have indiscriminately lobbed a penguin.
So, we'll be giving these out. So if anybody wants one. Yeah, the guy from The Hills Have Eyes got hit by it. Stand up. Let everyone see it. Stand up. It's weird, isn't it?
Harsh. Right, yeah, so indiscriminate penguins from Ron, which are fantastic. So who wants a penguin?
Bunch of scabs. Why don't we throw the books out?
I'd quite happily throw the books out. I wanted to do that this morning.
Yeah, there's another one. There we go. All right, shall we move on?
Yes.
Move on.
I think so.
All right, so we have our notes down here, right? And we wanted to talk about, you know, the recent thing about MySQL, like Oracle have bought Sun. Sun bought MySQL. So now all of our databases are kind of in a...
Owned by a company that makes a competing database.
Yeah. And our note here just says MySQL, SchmySQL.
And that's all it says.
So
the sum total of our thinking on the subject. MySQL, SchmySQL.
Yeah, so, I mean... Oracle have bought Sun. Nom.
God. This fucking sucks, man.
Can we turn this off, please?
This is your fault, Langridge.
I'll
Notice how Langridge sits on the end so he can see the screen easier.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
I just sit here and laugh at the screen, the whole lot of us, you know.
Right, note for the audio listeners.
That said, shot of Jack Live 2010.
Yeah.
Hey. I tell you what, whoever posted that, if you stand up, you get a book. Hey!
Book? Him.
Alan, I don't want a copy. Pope gets a copy of the book.
Maybe you should come and get it, because actually, it might be worth throwing. You've got the Linux Outlaws crowd just in front of you. We could probably take a few of them out.
So,
where the hell were we?
We're nearly 2 minutes in, and we said fuck all about MySQL.
Right, yeah, now the Oracle and Sun and MySQL thing. So Sun by MySQL, everyone went, oh, this is a little bit worrying. And then Oracle by Sun and say, yeah, MySQL, oh, whatever, dude. So,
right. What do you think? Are you worried about our databases going away because Oracle, the so-called evil overlord, is now in charge?
I mean, part of it is that haven't both Monty, the ex-MySQL guy, and Richard Stallman, friend and comrade,
maybe for you.
Haven't they both just come out recently and said, it's a bad idea and Oracle should sell MySQL? Did I read that right?
Mind you, I mean, Monty's been banging on about MySQL for a long time. He's been very critical of, even when Sun owned MySQL, right?
And, yeah, no, true.
And, well, we don't need to say anything about Stallman, do we? And he won't hear this anyway because it's on an MP3.
So, personally, I have an opposite view. I think Oracle should keep MySQL. I think they should develop it and use it and let people use it without charging them $30,000 per processor for an Oracle license.
So for those of you who don't know what's happened, Stallman and Monty basically saying to Oracle, you know, you bought this company, you've got this major product, and you should kind of give it back. You know, because that's how business works.
£6 billion, give it back.
Yeah, which seems like a completely likely scenario. Do you think they should keep it?
Hang on, bear with me. Not that I like the bloke and his stupid bid, but didn't he say that they should sell it to someone else rather than just go, have it all back, open source community?
I think he just basically wants it not to be at the hands of Oracle. I think he wants he wants to be properly open source.
Who thinks Oracle owning MySQL is a good idea?
One.
On my own.
Fucking, it's always you, isn't it, with the it opposing is. You.
Right, speak on, Chris.
Proctologist.
Your shipment to Chris has arrived.
New segment, Chris V.
Oh, we've done
sounds
that
like a whole show to me.
Old segment, Chris
we'll
V.
We'll call it Chris is wrong.
Chris, why is it a
oh,
good
we
idea?
Did that one as well, didn't we? Sorry,
did that
Chris.
One, yeah.
Carry on.
No, I just think, Oracle licenses are vastly fucking expensive. We bought a server at work, right? £5,000 for the server. Not a particularly brilliant server, but, you know, it's okay. 120... Thank you. For those listening at home, everyone's pointing and laughing at me.
That's because your cock's hanging out.
It's not happening! Just get it!
My fly is done up.
Oh, you got one spud dangling out of your trouser leg. Long spud, obviously.
So, Chris, tell us about your exciting netbook netblock stories. I mean, your opinions about service.
Maybe tell us about MySQL.
The point is, Oracle, vastly expensive database.
Yeah.
Complete rip-off. Used by enterprises all over the world because they're too stupid to use anything cheaper, essentially. So by providing if Oracle have MySQL and still provide it as open source, / fairly cheap for a commercial license, that makes life a lot easier for businesses all over the place. Also, before you get on to interrupting me entirely, I'll move on to my second point, which is probably better.
First one sucked. Yeah. I've got to tell you.
Not holding out, to be honest, for this
one. But no, it's also a way of introducing open source into what is essentially a deeply proprietary company. They've got open source Java now, and they've got open source MySQL.
Hang on, did I miss a fucking meeting or something? Oracle didn't invent MySQL.
No.
Before they bought it, you could have still gone and got MySQL. Why are you suddenly going to go, I'm going to get it now? Because it's from Oracle, trusted friend to the open
Mind
source
you,
community.
Mind you, in Chris's defense, that's how a lot of businesses think, isn't it? I mean, they're like, oh, it comes from Oracle. It must be all perfect for my enterprise.
Are Oracle going to brand it as Oracle MySQL? Or are they just going to ship it as MySQL?
Unbreakable database.
Anybody running Unbreakable Linux? I didn't mean anyone here, I just meant anybody.
And they're competing with the Mandriva guys, aren't they, for the number of users.
So you, Chris, believe that it's a good thing because it means that we can get MySQL into companies.
Oracle are a massively proprietary company and they charge stupid amounts of money. But if we can introduce open source into them kind of through the back door by saying, you own this stuff.
So if we kill a load of people, it's great for the coffin trade, isn't it? You know.
Yes.
This was your second point, right?
Yeah.
Is there a third point?
Yep. Schneck.
Would you like a book?
Yeah, go on.
Sorry, Chris. What?
Because a lot of people can't afford Oracle. So if they sell a cheap version, then lots of people go, oh, that'll do. We'll use that because that's from Oracle.
It's probably support contracts as well.
Yeah, they'll sell it as support contracts.
They're not going to make any money from the software, but that's basically the way open source works, right?
That's the way open source is theoretically meant to work.
Yeah. So I'm amazed that we haven't heard this mantra of databases are completely useless
companion. I was kind of girding my loins and waiting for it. MySQL's a shit idea. SQL databases are a shit idea. Stop using them. Nobody needs them. Is anyone here running a system where they've got a database table with more than, say, 80 million rows in it?
What a bunch of fucking geeks.
Also, I ought to point out, I can flat out guarantee at least one person who put their hand up was lying. You lying bastard.
Forgetting you're the
right,
other
system. Right, so there's a few people there. Anyone who's using that much, you're allowed to carry on using a database. Anything else, you don't need it.
So you're basically saying that databases are only relevant when you've got 8 million plus rows.
Yeah. And everything else, you use flat text.
Are you aware of the bullshit that comes out of your mouth?
There has so far been no bullshit. Honestly, right?
Who thinks Ak has bullshit coming out of his mouth every so often?
All the time.
The crowd disagrees.
All the time.
Well, now, the beauty of this, because it's the last one, is I can now really say, fuck the crowd.
I just saw the word. I saw my last name and the word furry behind me. Do you remember that guy who was on the forums who was...
furry guy.
The furry guy. What was his name? Let's out him.
He realises every possibility could be here.
Is a furry guy in the room?
Is he going to fucking put his hand up now?
No.
Yeah, I'm the fucking furry weirdo.
He's probably sitting behind the stage. All right, so.
Yeah.
So you believe that it doesn't matter because MySQL is pointless, right?
Well, I think there's altogether too much reliance on the idea that you need to have a database, need to have a database server and so on, when for an awful lot of applications you genuinely don't.
What does your blog run on?
MySQL. Because WordPress doesn't run on anything else.
Right.
I have no choice, you know. That's what WordPress does.
I have no choice. It sounds familiar. I run Windows at work. I have no choice. I mean, admittedly, you work for the bastion and glory that is free software nowadays. To me, it's like...
I wouldn't take the piss out of the company I work for too hard if I was you.
To me, the worry I have is, and this is going to come as a surprise, it's the community, right? And I know.
Bingo!
Shut up. But beforehand, MySQL wasn't the freest of projects. I seem to remember they had a closed bug tracker at one point. There wasn't a huge amount of governance involved in how the project was run. So I don't know if it's necessarily a regression. And should we give Oracle the benefit of the doubt, you know?
No.
I agree, but you don't think so?
Yes, anyone think we should give Aquarian's got his hand up with his blue glasses on. Speak on.
Does it make a great deal of difference, given that most of MySQL is going over to InnoDB, which has always been owned by Oracle for the last couple of years?
This is a good point.
Thank you.
It's a good point. Well argued. No. Have a book.
Right.
Don't steal the other book.
I think the major issue about this...
Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier. Have got anything else? Anyone else comments? Things? Glenn Whittle down the front.
Here.
To the left. Stop. Left.
Okay.
Step back a bit.
See the dude waving at you. That's it. You've broken it. Oh, fuck.
Hello? Testing? Yeah. One thing to add, the other person who actually signed on to that letter was the Open Rights Group.
Sorry.
Because what happened was Oracle bought MySQL, or effectively by buying Sun, and then we're like, okay, great, no problem. And then the European Union said, right, we're going to look at this because it's one database company buying their rival. And Oracle said, no, no, it's okay because it's GPL, so you have to ignore all of the anti-competitive law.
Reckon? Who said that?
And so then Stallman thought, well, GPL doesn't really solve that problem.
Really? Wow. And also, we should bear in mind there's MariaDB as well, which people can use, which is Monty's side project thing.
I was fork.
He goes around the world with this horrible black vodka. Have you seen that? The black liquor vodka. I saw him at OSCON. Did you see it, Jeff? Did you meet him?
On
he had this horrible black liquor, and he carries around a Coke bottle so he doesn't get busted. You what?
It's what?
I have no idea what you're saying to me.
You speak English.
It's nommy. Oh, nom. Oh, the nom nom thing. So you've tried the black nastiness. You're finished. Oh, it's a Finnish thing, not just a weird Monty thing. appear to be wrong and culturally insensitive.
Says the Ubuntu community manager. This will be on IT Wire, but in an hour from now.
Must be fired. So we should wrap up. Popey?
Pass the thing.
Dot Waffles mirror image.
Talking
bottom
to
switch.
Have any of you ever had an occasion where your choice was Oracle or MySQL?
Yeah, I chose Postgres.
Well, exactly. You don't. That comparison never comes up. Nobody in enterprise databases, you never have Oracle alongside MySQL. So on what planet are they competitors, those two database products?
I'm guessing
products?
Like SMEs and people like that, as opposed to people with more than 8 million rows. Yeah. Everyone else should write it to a text file.
No, what you meant was $8 million.
I think the big issue with this whole thing is nobody really knows what Oracle's intentions are at the moment. As Jono said, he's already got one. I think Jono said earlier that Monty's been a lot of the kind of high-level MySQL people left after Sun acquired them.
Yes.
And they've all been bitching ever since about how the kind of code quality has been declining. So I realise I'm on about something really boring. Watching him collect books.
Watching that. Yeah.
So I think the main thing is that nobody really knows what Oracle's intentions are yet. Oh, shit. You're going to have to laugh quicker because I can't remember who it goes.
I was thinking the same thing. No. I say, I move on. All right.
I take that's the end of the segment then. Good job I never finished what I was saying.
It's a hint, you know. So, do you want to do this one?
What does it say?
Silence.
You're still drunk, aren't you, from last night?
Yes. Crew, bring banners to stage. What does that mean?
Oh, right. So,
crew, bring banners to stage.
You remember this now, yeah.
Round of applause for the crew.
Joe Crew.
It's really uncomfortable clapping with a beer between your legs.
As you know, did anyone not sign the banner? Unlucky if you missed it, right? But
no mug for Yao.
But yes, you all signed the banner. That was very, very kind of you. Thank you very much indeed. And we, the presenters, signed one of the other banners. And we thought we'd auction them for the Open Rights Group.
Yeah. So do we want to auction it first or do we want to do the other one?
I don't know. What do you reckon?
I reckon we should auction first.
Okay, auction first.
So, yes. So these two morons behind us are going to... no offense. I was joking.
Culturally insensitive to morons again.
So you can see, now this has got all of the presenters who've ever been on Lug Radio on, which is pretty much a first because we've never seen Sparks. So so we want to raise money for the Open Rights Group. We're going to start at £1.
Maybe
£10.
Right, we have £10. Hammers.
I've got a feeling no one's going to top that.
£10.
You're a bit ambitious.
£10. 50!
50
quid, eh!
All right.
You fucking love us, don't you?
Hang on.
55.
Can we ask the person who makes the new bid stands up so we can see who it is? Right, 55.
55.
Oh, my God.
Oh!
No way, man.
I think 120.
I am not blowing you afterwards.
Cross Adam's name off the thing. Do we have anyone who's going to bet you £100? Total
Giles
silence.
Giles says 150. Matt Rivera. Yeah!
Have 120. Anyone? Any of us at 120?
Marley says 150.
150 hubcaps then.
Dan from Lilac Outlaws offer 160 hubcaps.
Come on. God, this is an amazing, amazing place to give your money, and you get this to, you know, put on your wall.
and a book. 120 guy withdraws his bet. Do we have any advance? Where are we up to? 120.
Well, we've got another 2 minutes to cover on this segment, so you better fucking get your money out.
No, we've got another half a thing to go. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Right. So another one? Going on. Once. I always wanted to do this. You better not, you bastard.
Who wrote that?
Book.
Who wrote that?
Stand up.
They deserve a book.
Where are you? Or wave or something.
No one admits to it.
Chicken.
You fear the mouse.
They might already be standing up. Yeah. Right, do we have any advance on 120? Right. £120 to the Open Rights Group. Going once. Going twice. This is very exciting.
This is incredibly exciting. It moved.
Tony Whitmore. What
Tony Whitmore in the house. Do we have any advance on 140? 140 going. 140. Is there any advance on...
Have you consulted Laura on this, by the way?
Huh?
Here we go. Yay!
Something wrong with you people. It's a pile of shit. Look at it.
We are talking about pounds, not dollars, right? Okay.
Give us 150 seashells or something. Yeah. Right. That's got to be all done, is it? All done.
Don't say that. We can get more for them.
What are we up to?
Why do we give a shit? I mean, it's we're not getting it, are we?
Yeah, okay, no. G people up, Glenn.
Open rights.
Come on, Glenn.
Open rights people, close your ears. We're actually not giving them the money. We're just going to the pub afterwards.
Do we have another bid? Do you want to do the thing?
Do you have another, what are we up to, 140?
50.
£150 going once. Going twice. Last chance. Going three times. Sold £150. £150, and this glorious piece of architectural magnificence is yours,
Glenn.
Well played,
Glenn. Can you stand up? So this is the man you need to give the money to. All right, we don't want anything to do with it.
You give it to us, we'll spend it on Jaeger bombs. Give it to him.
We are not joking. next banner. They throw it down like they don't care now.
That's valuable. That's
worth 150 quid.
We've been sleeping on that.
Well, you might recognise this one.
So we're giving this away. Oh, yeah. Do you want to do this?
Because we auctioned that one.
We auctioned that one.
Right, so...
You could say fuck the dude and just, like, auction
this one.
No. Does anyone want to buy this? Good. Quid.
Wow.
Generosity flows rampant. 10?
Yeah. Nah, I think we'll just download it for free on the internet.
Poppy, there's a book for you. You just.
Funny comment, get a book. Well done.
Gonna have a library. All right, so, we should give it away. Do you want to do the honours?
Right, so... Well done.
Have you got, like, a desk with one leg missing or something?
I honestly didn't know you had that many doors that you needed to keep shut, but there you go.
Oh, my God, I keep getting bits of raccoon in my beer.
Never said that before. So we were going to give this one away. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Chris is undecided.
Go on, then.
All right,
Did we have somebody in mind?
Yes.
We did. Do I know?
Do we know this person?
It was picked when you weren't at Lug Radio Live today.
Oh.
Which was half of the day.
Yeah, so yeah. we wanted to give it someone who we really thought would appreciate it. Yes?
Yes. Go on then.
Do we have to give him a clue or something?
He's basically...
Give me one.
So he's basically a male, first of all.
Okay, he's basically a male.
Narrows the field down.
Now, you see, we can't say that, because now we'll get into trouble for...
being sexist.
Being sexist, but he is a bloke. I don't know, what do we do about that?
Well, we could take a very drastic measure to that.
in order to get sexist, I dread to think what basically French means.
All right.
It's not xenophobic.
So I think you should give us this moving account of what this person's done and why they deserve to be given this thing before their blood rushes out
their
arms.
Well, he spent a great deal of time as part of the Lug Radio community. He was one of the first people, and he was there right to the last. He's been every Lug Radio Live in the UK, which is nice. you've seen more of him than you've seen of almost anyone else in the world. And he spent a reasonable portion of today inside a raccoon suit.
Yeah, and I feel much closer to them than I've ever felt.
Stand up,
Mr. Ben.
Mr. Ben, your wife Heather will be so pleased.
Yes.
He bleeds, Lug Radio.
He does. And
worst comes to the worst, at least you can change your baby's nappies on it.
You saying his kids are fat?
Don't start raising the bar on me, because I'll have to beat you.
Let's
and ugly.
Move on. All right. Should I kick this off?
Right, yeah. Oh, no, go for it.
I'm just looking at the order. You read this, Christoph?
Chris has just discovered the bomb we left in it for.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not what we discussed.
So we did Lug Radio. We started Lug Radio, what, 5 years ago now?
26th of February. I should have asked if Mr. Ben knew this. 26th of February 2004.
Someone's read the Wikipedia page, haven't they? Yes.
So first Lug Radio, and we had a look to see.
Oi, stop fucking about. It's got a show on here.
Go back to work.
It's all about go back to work. It's all about me, you know.
What was I talking about?
Sticking to it.
The news on the thing. Right, yeah, so 26th of February 2004, we had a look at the news on that day, tech news, to see what's changed in the last 5 years.
And we will read this news out exactly as it's written here.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will.
So, Jono, what happened on that day?
On that day, 9,500 Linux desktops were rolled out in the glorious city of Rome.
On that day, VeriSign sued ICANN about SiteFinder. Do you remember SiteFinder? The thing where they decided to own everyone's typos and sell adverts? ICANN said, fuck off. No way can you do that. And then VeriSign sued them. Chris?
Bill Gates was arrested with a Taiwanese male goat hooker. Allegedly. That's what it says on the screen. It must be true.
I think you said that too quickly. I don't think the full glory of that.
We should make him say it again.
Say it slowly and mean it.
You mean it's the Lug Radio audience, so use words of less than one syllable.
Oh!
Ooh.
Everyone sitting
it's
in the back.
The last one. Everyone's
sitting in the back going, we preferred aid anyway.
Say it again.
Bill Gates.
No, not like that.
Bill Gates was arrested with a Taiwanese male goat hooker, it says on the screen.
Yeah, there we go.
We earlier had a discussion about goats of the night as well. Remember that?
Goats of the night.
My one's not particularly funny, unfortunately. The My Doom virus hits the Florida government.
And the key point about this, we looked at this, and this is people talking about rolling out a small amount of Linux desktops in a European city, and it was news. And one big company sued another big company for trying to fuck up the internet, and it was news. And a virus on Windows hit some kind of government organization and caused problems, and it was news. And if all those news items came out today, no one would notice any difference, and that was 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's as if like the same shit is just coming out in the news. It's like, we hear about rollouts, we hear about legal battles. You know, recently there's been the whole thing about Dalmat Bride being fired from SCO. Yay!
Well, cock end.
Would you like to elaborate?
Ass monkey of the world.
Share more. Carry on.
I'm quite enjoying this.
Let it out.
He's just an arsehole, isn't he? Stupid name.
I hope he listens to this.
I hope he does. I'll kick his ass.
I hope he does. I'll have him.
I was just going to say I was going to fuck his mum, but I don't think I'll say that. moving on.
I think it's a brilliant idea to stick the boot very heavily on stage into a guy who is known to be heavily litigious. Good effort, Adam, and not the views of Lug Radio.
Shit, backpedal.
I'm sure that the Open Rights Group will use their new riches to defend you in your case.
Fucking, I'll renew that subscription.
So anyway.
Right, so the key point is, has anything actually moved on?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about this and we were saying, you know, are we any further along? I mean, have we made incremental progress? I mean, you know, we hear about new rollouts, you'll hear about 9,500 desktops back then, you'll hear about 25,000 desktops now. You know, we're hearing about these kind of court cases. We're hearing about we seem to hear about viruses less often. But yeah. Do we think we've made any progress in the last 5-6 years? What do you think?
Can I state the obvious?
Pope, you're not getting
another book.
How many
books do you want?
Pope, he wants all.
Ah, this is Popey schmoozing with the BBC journalists, right? No. This is an incredible story, right? So apparently. Ubuntu, there was a discussion about Windows 7 on BBC Breakfast News, and they mentioned Mac briefly, and they apparently had some kind of disparaging comment towards Ubuntu. Popey watched it, was pissed off, wrote a transcript of what was going on in that show, and then one of the people on the show read your blog, right? And they posted a nice comment saying they're going to mention it in the future, which I think is pretty cool. So, book for you.
Well done. So anybody else? I mean, yeah. If you just say, have you made any progress? Everybody says, yeah. Well, of course we have. You know, for starters, I can do things like run my computer without compiling a kernel for it. Hooray! Well done. But the news hasn't actually changed much, as far as I can tell, has it? Or
what did it stop playing with? Fuck's sake. My Twitter followers are going to be wondering what the hell is going on.
If I could drag you back to the point just one tiny moment. I can't. I have to read the thing now. I'm really worried. Has anything changed? People think, yes, there's someone at the back who is Ravel, in fact, at the back.
Sorry, I think I can't see him. I think someone's trodden on him.
Yeah, you stand on a box.
It's so fucking
stand on a
light
box,
as me,
Matt.
Mate. Now, one thing that is pretty obvious that's changed is that Ubuntu came along in that time. When we sat around in your room on that first episode, we were running Debian and Red Hat and things like that, and Ubuntu hadn't even been named. Yeah. So, okay, it hasn't... Yeah, I mean, it's changed things quite a bit.
Well, I mean, I agree with you, but just saying Ubuntu wasn't around then, because those opal fruits that come in mint flavour weren't around then either. Oh, someone at the front, Barbie.
Just following on what Matt just said there, actually, it's not so much necessarily Ubuntu, but just general Linux in general. I go on the bus with my laptop, and it's got Ubuntu stickers, open source stickers on it. I now get people, previously they were saying, what's that? You know, whereas now they're looking at it and go, oh, Linux, cool, yep. And walk off. More people are aware of what Linux is, whereas 5 years ago there was less likely to be anyone who actually knew what Linux was.
I see it fairly regularly going into coffee shops. Harsh.
Oh.
How do you expect him to say anything? His name's Barbie.
Yeah, you see, it's Linux. Right, yeah, I mean that kind of harks back to Popey's point a bit about how, you know, it was on the news. You know, now people are knowing about it. So it's a pretty slow trend up.
Yeah,
though, but it's taken us 5 years.
But do you think is that
what's changed? It's basically there's not been a revolutionary change in the sense that something has happened and suddenly the world is good. It's kind of just an incremental kind of, you know.
If you look at the kind of
5 years ago, 1% of the people knew about it. Now 3% of the world know about it. You know.
I think if you look at the technical improvements over the last 5 years,
see, I mean,
incredible.
That's phenomenal.
That's an interesting point. Comment from the man in the ridiculous hat there. Really, like, good effort. That Vista was so shit. How much of it is that we've done well, and how much of it is that... Where's Steve Lamb? How much of it that everyone at Microsoft, apart from Steve Lamb, fucked up?
But Windows 7 is so great, I read it on Twitter. We're having a Windows 7 party.
Did you read that?
Sorry, Jerv's had the mic for ages and we haven't actually let him talk. So.
So, 5 years ago, Microsoft were this close to owning the web and either sort of punting it into the slow lane or shutting it down. And now they're not. And the web is a lot bigger than it was, and that's a really big deal.
What project do you suspect maybe helped free it?
It was a combination of things.
Was it Mosaic?
Is that really something that's happened in the last 5 years, or did that happen 10 years ago, more to the point?
No, it was 2004 when Microsoft had a 95-96% market share with Internet Explorer.
Wow. Yeah.
Was it really?
And now we... Oh,
5 years ago. And Firefox launched about that time, 2004.
Yeah, I think we talked about Firefox in a really early show and how
actually,
we thought, like...
Yeah, that is one of the things I saw in the news for this... Well, I was looking at this, is actually, yeah, it's also about the time when, was it Firebird was renamed to Firefox?
Well, I think we talked about it in an early show. When we talked about it that early on, it wasn't called Firefox. It was either called Firebird or Phoenix.
Phoenix?
Jerv's going to tell me that's bollocks. That was 2001 now.
The lesson, it started off as Mozilla/browser. The lesson from which is that you don't let engineers name your project. And then it changed to Phoenix because, hey, it's up from the ashes. But the Phoenix BIOS people had a little browser built into their BIOS, and they didn't like that. And then we changed it to Firebird, despite the fact that there was another existing open-source project called Firebird. But people said, no, that'll be fine. And it wasn't. And then in the end, it came out as Firefox, although we were this close to calling it Caravelle. Would you believe?
Caravelle. Did it have a side... I think it's a caravan.
Caravelle.
With a side project called
Dog. Which is some
dog.
Kind of... Yeah.
You like
a dog. So I think the upshot of all of this is that you do not let engineers name free software projects. That Camino was originally called Chimera, despite the fact that if you Google
band.
For Chimera browser, the first thing that came up was the existing Chimera browser.
Epic fail.
Yeah, epic fail.
Right. Book for Joe.
I already bought my own. Oh. Thank you.
What?
Hang on.
Oh.
Morley at the back.
Morley doesn't really need a microphone.
So we
have it.
I think one of the things that was brought up at the last Lug Radio Live was that there was next to nobody who had got a Linux phone.
Oh. Yeah.
Hands up now if you have a Linux phone.
Fuck. Missed it again. Oh, Linux phone.
Why is everyone... No. I looked at the screen, turned around, and everyone's doing this.
I think the fact that Linux is slowly taking over the phone market, if nothing else,
is
a huge step.
Good point, yeah.
It's because Symbian
in the middle, and then we probably ought to...
We're going to have to take one more and then wrap it up.
Take one more. Jan's had his hand up for ages, so... And he has mighty hair.
Well, I was going to say, not just Linux phones, but you can walk into a shop and you can buy an EPC with a pre-installed Linux.
Yes.
You can buy consumer products with Linux on them, and it's your UI. It's not just an embedded device anymore.
No, okay. So, John, I was completely wrong then. Give him a book. Excellent. Okay.
Mr. Benny is going to combust if he doesn't get to say his point soon, I think.
Go on then. Yeah. Well.
Oh. Mr. Ben.
He stole most of my point. five years ago, if you wanted to buy a Linux machine, you could buy a desktop, but there was almost no place, certainly in the UK, where you could buy a laptop.
Linux.
But now there's a number of different places, including Dell. He obviously, for a while they sold laptops. Now it's just netbooks. But that was nowhere 5 years ago.
We love Linux preloaded laptops.
It's not the problem's not solved yet because some of the stuff that Dell's done has not been good, but it is definitely a progression from where it was.
Yeah. Yep.
Rather doing something badly than not doing it at all.
All right. Christoph, would you like to begin this one?
We media as it is.
It says, an event next year. No more LOL, fuck off.
Just reiterating the point.
I think that's all I have to say on that point, really. No. No. Unless.
Do that again.
Oh, don't give them false hope. This is going to go, they're going to be a fucking riot. Oh, God.
What? No.
Well, that's fine, yeah. My mate, because my point is, unless somebody else organises it, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're not doing Lug Radio Live again. We're not. But...
Beer's out.
But some, I've run out of beer, and now we can't go to the bar. It is a tragedy.
Oh, no. Well, there's all these people between us and the bar.
Good effort. Actually, if someone could bring me some cigarettes as well, I'm getting quite into this beer.
I was
this
just,
man will pay.
I was just thinking I could go...
Oi. It's...
No.
Can we get the guy that... Thank you very much. I know you're lying, but
he was talking about me.
Can we get the dude that bought the banner to pay for the beer? Because he's quite clearly got more money than sense.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got more money than sense and still has the money. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Tony Whitmore did 140.
Tony, nice one.
Yeah, well done, Tony. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
That'll be two beers each, thank you.
Yeah, no, I mean, like Chris says, it would happen if someone organised an event, not us, but someone organised an event next year. And we wanted to talk about how that sort of event should happen, who should do it, how it should work out, what you like about Lug Radio Live that should be preserved, what isn't. We're going to get some comment now from the Outlaws.
I think we have a vote to you.
But if somebody else organises it, are you going to do a live show still?
A live show?
Are you all going to come out from your Californias and at a trendy place?
What do you mean come out from your Californias? What are you trying to suggest?
He already is.
Not
out.
That there's anything wrong with that.
There is a reason why you live in San Francisco, dude. Just admit it.
It's the fine wine. Fursuit.
I
don't know how we'd do a live show without... I
never even crossed my mind, honestly. Wow.
It could be
speechless for the first time in 33 years.
You should get a book. Well, there's two piles. Come and get a book.
Come and get a book.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is that, like, the reason why we don't want to do another Lug Radio Live is just because it's a lot of coordination, whereas we enjoy doing the live show. We enjoy spending time talking to each other, but... I don't know how we'd do that without organising Lug Radio Live.
Yeah.
Crowdsource it.
What?
Use the community.
Ooh.
You fucking smart
up. Would you like to come up and
Would
kick
you like
him
a book?
In the bollocks while you're at it?
It's padded.
That's not your bollocks. Is that why you haven't got kids yet?
There's one here and a tiny one there.
What, like a penny farthing? Right. Anyway. For God's sake.
Put your fucking nuts away, man.
Right, so, yeah, someone should organise a thing. What would you like to see out of an event next year? What have you liked about Lug Radio Live you'd like to continue? What do you think we're doing wrong that you think you ought to fix? You have got
more
a beer.
Beer.
I haven't got a beer. Where's,
Where's
my
beer? Our beer?
Light beer used to be.
I'm doing Yorkshire for that.
We could do.
I think we've burnt our bridges.
I don't know if the problem is necessarily.
I spent a lot of money we're ever going to get.
I don't know if the problem is necessarily beer.
All problems can be solved with beer.
Well, I mean, you know, your problem is beer. And I'm like, check it out, man. What do you want? So, what else? What do you think you'd like to see in a UK live open source software event?
Kiss us.
Oh.
Was that specifically me or all four of us? Give that man a book.
That is a book. Yeah.
But it wasn't Popey.
Gets two books.
UK people talking about UK projects.
Yeah. That seems to be the thing, is like having it, like, as those of you who saw the documentary, part of the reason why we set up Lug Radio Live was because we felt like the existing shows were just boring.
Yeah.
The idea was like doing something fun, people can have a good time, people can see all these interesting talks, and unfortunately that happened in Wolverhampton.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this story before. We went down to the Linux Expo and realised that the only fun bit about the expo, nice, well played.
You sure? I was scrolling a gent.
Oh, that's worth a book, surely. Much, surely.
Yeah.
Do you want a book?
Yeah.
Oh. No.
Buy your book.
Well, Jono told me it's bollocks anyway.
Epic. Oh, fuck me.
I don't think you heard that.
Epic book fail. We went down to the Linux Expo, and it turns out the whole thing was really boring, apart from the bit at the end, in between the 2 days, when everyone just sat in the pub and drank beer. And we thought, what if we took that and then tricked it up into a whole conference? Yeah. And here you are.
But the thing is, it seems to me like, with Lug Radio Live, there's two bits. There's the conference, and there's the live show. And you were talking about the live show. Someone was talking about the live show.
Yeah.
I don't know, would you go and watch a live show if there wasn't a conference attached to it?
Yeah,
you see?
Yeah,
I don't think
there
you could
it is.
Do it. Oh, so we just swan in.
So like someone does a talk. Instead of saying, doing the call for speakers, we'd say, yeah, we'd like an hour, please, and then just do a live show.
So maybe we could do 2010, and what we do is we basically write, like, some of the... Because like when we do Lug Radio Live, we always have things that we consciously do, like having things like the low-tech Twitter, just interesting little stupid things that people can play with, making sure it's in a venue that's got a bar or a cafe or something nearby. Maybe we could write that shit down, and then the community could kind of work together on that.
That'd be...
Yeah, baby. And then we could do a show.
So, maybe so we're talking about entirely crowdsourcing a conference.
Who would help?
Who would help?
Bollocks.
Right, who would actually help?
Yeah. Who would actually help?
Given that every year we say we'd like crew and everyone goes, fucking talk to someone else.
Maybe this could work.
The actual crew are brilliant.
Yeah. Maybe this could work.
Organising a conference is hard work, and you spend ages worrying about chairs and other really fucking dull stuff like that. You know.
I think we should do Lug Radio Live 2010.
Bring your own chair. How very open source of you.
I think we should do it.
See, now you made this mistake last year.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if you just did one more?
Let's be very, very clear here. We're not organising it, right?
My problem
Somebody
is
wants to invite us.
I am feeling Well, see, there's the thing. I mean, would it not be... I mean, part of the thing is that at the moment, because we run Lug Radio Live, we can set it up so you can't go and watch other talks while you're watching us. Maybe if there were other talks, there'd be no one here.
It is somewhat of a conscious decision to do this. I think we should talk about...
Although this year, I want to point out that, now you're all in here, we're going to shut the door and then set fire to the building.
I tell you what we should do, right? Everybody who wants to help out, email show@lugradio.org and let's talk about it and see what we can do.
Yeah, someone set something up and we'll talk about it. But it seems like... If I set a date and everything, or he said today, or he sets a date, then we're organising the conference.
Let's do it the week before the next Ubuntu release. It's in 6 months. Because then I know I'm going to be in England. It's a slightly selfish reason.
So this week next
This time next year? Yeah. All right, let's do it. Summer? Yeah, it's pissing rain outside.
Oh, this is all very
but
well.
But then if we bring it back to the summer... But if...
What? Move the Ubuntu release.
That works for me.
Yeah.
Dear Mark, I've had this great idea with all of my friends.
Actually, a guy called Dan from Linux Outlaws suggested it, so please don't kick me in the nuts and then fire me.
Suddenly we start working on Dan Buntu.
Fucking Chin Buntu is more likely, I think.
I think that deserves a book. Give
well,
a book.
Yeah, give a book. So
Dan, come and get a book.
So hang on, bear with me. So our original thought was that someone else would organise a conference and we'd just show up and sit in the audience and watch talks. You would like us to come and another live Lug Radio show at someone else's conference next year.
Yes.
That's pretty unequivocal, isn't it?
All right. Well, that wasn't going exactly how I expected it.
No.
I tell you what, I'm feeling a strange sense of deja vu because I'm standing here, sitting here with a beer in my hand and people are saying, you should do Lug Radio Live next year. And I'm basically saying yes, even though I don't think it's a very good idea. This happened last year.
I think it's all very well to agree to doing another event and you haven't been the one organising the fucking exhibition for the last 4 years. Misery. Absolute misery.
Right, I'll tell you what, so...
The exhibitors are lovely, mind you.
They're very nice. Well, the ones that come are fine. These are the ones that just ignore you that are quite annoying.
Right, such as... Name and shit.
So anyway, next year.
So what we ought to do then, we ought to do nothing. If people organise a conference...
No, we
not anybody who organises a conference, but if you put together something like Radio Live, we're happy to say this is how we think it ought to work. And if you do it, we'll do a live show at it.
All right.
Fair enough.
Yeah. We just need to write down the formula. We need to just write down the formula, the things that we talk about. And, you know, just so everyone's clear on...
I don't think it's in... That's not the formula. Completely different formula we're talking about. Right. Right, okay.
All right.
So,
plan the shit.
Should we move onwards and upwards?
Do a live show.
All right. We're wrapping. We're nearly getting to the end of this.
We are, actually.
Disaster that is before you all.
We better.
So, thank yous. This is like where we, you know, it takes a lot to kind of get an event like this together, and we want to thank a bunch of people. So, would you like to begin with the sponsors?
I will do. The sponsors that we had for this event, Bite Mark. Those of you who signed the banner and got a mug, that's a Bite Mark mug. Bite Mark have sponsored every single Lug Radio Live apart from the one in the US. They've been brilliant right from the beginning, and they're not even here.
Yeah.
So
seriously, if you need any hosting, just go to Bite Mark. They really have it. They're just, yeah.
They're very nice. Steve Lamb, stand up. Tonight's party is sponsored by Microsoft. However,
you may want to get a friend to drink your beer before you drink it.
Two things. First of all, be warned because it's quite likely that you'll buy a beer and then he'll come around, take it off you, and give it to someone else. And secondly, they haven't actually given us the money yet. But yes, thank you very much.
We'd
like to say thank you to Steve and Microsoft for sponsoring the party tonight. So when you're there.
No,
it's not. You're not the first person to suggest we should have made it a Windows 7 party. Steve, do you have some kind of emergency Windows indoctrination kit you can give to us?
It should also be noted that Steve has been—he's a bit of a Lug Radio Live veteran as well.
He is, absolutely.
So thanks for all of your participation.
Like, yes,
so give this man a round of applause.
Steve Lamb.
He's quite possibly the bravest Microsoft guy in the world, I think.
Yeah.
They could be nice. All right.
Next sponsor is MSC Design. Mike Evans is our designer. He's not here, is he?
No, he isn't.
No, Mike Evans is our designer. He does all the things. He designed a lot of the T-shirts up until this year, and he designed a lot of the Lug Radio Live website stuff in the past and everything. He's been really brilliant, and we just want to say thanks very much, Mike Evans. He had a kid about a week ago, I think. So
inconsiderate bastard.
I should have thought about that 9 months ago. Well, that was just about
well, no, they,
Lug
they,
Radio
they,
Live.
They can do this thing now where they induce the kid early. Right.
I think this conversation has taken the wrong turn.
Let's move it on. Move away from the word inducing.
Next sponsor is Intellidata. Those of you who've got a thing, what are they called? Penguins.
Penguin?
Dara Penguin.
Yep.
They're from Intellidata and... In general, Intellidata have given us Ron, who fixes the world.
Where is Ron? Come on, Ron.
There
come
he is
out
in
here.
The back.
Why do the back?
Come and stand to the middle here so everybody can see you. Yep.
This is Ron.
Man. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah. Another Lug Radio veteran of many years.
So also, Ron, we'd like to say thank you to you for all of your contributions and to Mrs. Ron, who is Ron's wife.
Mel. By giving you 3 copies of the Art of Community and then sending you on your way.
So, as a thank you, as a gesture from the 4 of us, we'd like to, you know, we're going to give you some money so you can take out your wife for dinner and just a thank you from the rest of the team. So, thanks, Ron.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Ron.
K. KFC, mind.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a chippy just on the corner. Another couple of sponsors, System 76, gave us some stuff, and that's really cool. Thank you very much.
Yep.
I'll talk about them in a bit. And Linux Magazine is the last one. Where's Hans?
Where's Hans? What's his last name again?
There he is. About Hans Jörg is fantastic. We ran a full. Who saw the advert in Linux Magazine and decided to come to Lug Radio Live because of it?
You could at least lie.
It was a really nice advert.
who saw the ad? Yay!
That's a bit more like it.
Thank you, people. But yes, very much. He's excellent.
And Hans has been again helping us for a long time now.
An awful long time now. Have you done every Lug Radio Live UK? No, not everyone, but. All right, but done a couple. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you, Hans.
He is a great guy, and he has magazines, I think.
So, all right.
And the other thing is, those of you who are used to coming to Lug Radio Live might have noticed that Gisette from O'Reilly isn't here.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Gisette's had some family problems recently, and she couldn't make it along. She sent us this apology, and we were like, don't be ridiculous. You know, you've got to spend time with your family. So unfortunately, she's not here, but she will be at... Pug Radio Live 2010, I'm sure. Furthest traveled. What are we going to give him?
Book.
Am I the furthest traveled?
Like this bit.
You're not allowed to win. We had this discussion when we were in America, right?
So, all right.
Do I have to
You do
again?
This, you always do it.
I always do this. Yeah. Everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. I didn't want to do it. He made me do it.
Right. Bollocks.
Sit down if you come from the West Midlands.
Sorry about that. That's actually not very many people.
Sit down if you come from the UK. Oh, God, we've narrowed it down already. Sit down if you came from Ireland, because it's not far enough. Sorry, Jan.
You bastard.
How many people have you got standing up? Stick your hand up if you're still standing up. I can't see. There's like lights.
You muppet.
Right.
Can someone Twitter that, please?
Right. Sit down if you come from Europe. This is the risky bit because there might be nobody left.
Ooh. That means good, by the way.
Now we should just ask people, right?
This guy in the radio t-shirt.
This chap here.
Russia.
You came from Russia.
Really? Jeez.
Nice!
You have a very Russian accent.
Can you say something Russian?
Okay.
Fail.
Fail.
Is that, I don't want a copy of The Art of Community in Russian?
We have six at him.
Right. What was that? Cool.
Russian, right. Richard.
Russia. Chat there.
New York.
Oh, New York. Is New York further than Russia?
I have a suspicion that the Russian... What?
Is New York further than wherever in Russia he was from?
Where's that? Western Russia.
Sit down. Right, so New York. Why the hell is Aid Bradshaw standing up who lives about 15 minutes from here? Who else is still standing up?
I think the people still standing up are
couple people there.
Likely.
The what?
So.
Oh, the awful.
Right,
New
okay,
York.
So we've got three New York. Oh, remember you? You're the people who said we couldn't get a ticket, but we're coming from New York and I gave you a ticket anyway. is there anyone who is still standing up who's not from New York?
No.
No, Peter Cannon.
Bilston doesn't count.
Then I believe they win.
You win.
Yay.
Hey.
Yeah. New York. Good effort, lads. Lady, sorry. Come and get your three glorious copies of The Art of Community.
Oh, you really...
Also, what fucker just said they only came for Og Camp? Give the books back. So I promised to mention next week in Edinburgh there are the Open Source Awards, and we got contact and said could we mention it, so we've mentioned it. Open Source Awards, do that.
All right, crew.
Yes,
crew. Can you all come up here, please? Stop grumbling.
I know it's annoying, but we're not going to ask you to do anything else apart from clear everything up once everyone's gone. Go on, crew people. Right.
That includes you, Mez.
Yeah. Give them a big round of applause.
And Reverend Tig as well, if you want to come down, you can let go of the controls for a minute.
When we say we work very hard, it's an outrageous lie. They work very hard and we eat bacon sandwiches. So,
yeah. Wow. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. These are the people who got here at 8 o'clock in the morning to set up and make sure everything was, all the signs were done. And...
yeah. Well, these people are going to be helping. These people are basically too cheap to buy a ticket.
especially
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Especially Yao. Yeah. So, yep.
Right, yeah, we just want to say thank you. So, crew people, take a bow.
Take a bow. All right.
Now thank you very much, crew. Right.
Now go away.
All right.
Now fuck off. Go on. Thank you very much to our crew. And there is...
there is what?
That... Chris Hayes, please.
Chris Hayes down here. He also deserves him.
Did everyone like
that's
the drawing?
Him.
Did everyone like the drawings?
What the hell is that? That's bacon.
So yes, like I'm not feeling humiliated enough.
Chris Hayes has been sat here all day doing these drawings. He also designed the T-shirts.
Yeah,
he did.
What else did you do? Anything else? Was that quite enough?
He arrived late.
You arrived late, yes.
Don't know if that counts. Yeah.
Thank you, Chris.
But yes, thank you very much, Chris.
An amazing artist.
Your hard work.
Yes. And then we have one more thing.
All right. So, this is a laptop. And I can't figure out how to open it. All right. This is a laptop.
Windows laptop.
Ah. So,
you're rubbish.
System 76. It's a rather nice laptop. So there's someone who we've been friends with for years, who's been involved in Lug Radio from pretty much the beginning, and we wanted to say a thank you to this person.
Oh, man, that's so kind of you. Oh, I thought it was me.
Yeah, you're getting a Dell.
The tragedy is I already have a Dell.
One that runs Windows, not one that runs Ubuntu. So anyway, this person has been involved for many years, and we wanted to find a way of saying thank you and to get this person like something really cool, not just give him a book,
or indeed three books.
Yeah, books are for the shit people.
So I contacted a friend of mine who's at System 76, and I said, can you give us a laptop that we can give to this person? And like within 2 days, it arrived. So System 76, thank you very much.
Yes, we want to say thank you to them.
Name names.
I think it'd be interesting just... well, that's actually
so the name of the person is Carl Ritchell. He's the founder of System 76. So he's been incredible.
Shall we... I don't know if this is mean or not. Should we say who hasn't won the laptop?
That is mean.
Funny,
Adam though. Sweet.
That'd be funny. Yeah, I haven't won.
This is the nicest prize we've ever given out, which isn't necessarily a big achievement.
We're very much the taller than Adam Sweet competition.
Matt would lose.
It's amazing how much more engaged everyone is right now. So this person's been involved for a long time. He has helped out with many different elements. He's been involved in the organization of Lug Radio Live. He's helped with the show and various other bits and pieces. He's also helped with making an incredible documentary. So Tony Whitmore. Thank you.
Also, in one of those examples of beautiful serendipity, this morning, as I understand it, Tony went back to the hotel because his laptop had broken. And we went, there it is.
All right, so...
okay, you'll have to give it back after the show, by the way.
We got it on sale or return. No, anything else, chaps?
I believe that's it.
So we just got one more thing to talk about, which is the party tonight.
Oh, yeah. Party.
Who's coming?
Who's going to the party?
Yes!
Well, keep your hands up. Keep your hand up if you're planning on singing in the karaoke. Fucking nobody. Look at this.
Like three guys.
All right, so that's pretty much it. I think we're going to call it a day. And
the party, by the way, well, I think we probably ought to say it's in the hotel.
Yes,
it's at the Connaught.
Downstairs, there's a basement bar. It's in there. So about 7:30-ish. Any time after that, come drink beer. Buy me beer.
Yep.
Buy beer.
Right, so we have one more thing. Can we have Matt and Aid and Sparks?
What the fuck are you doing?
Sorry, we were just exchanging careless whispers.
Can we have Matt and Aid and Sparks?
Yeah, we were actually just talking about that.
That's what I was thinking. Weren't we supposed to do something else?
Should we do something like the other presenters?
This has
actually never happened. We've never had all seven presenters on stage together.
Good. You're not a presenter.
I thought that was Matt.
Any burning questions for the ex-presenters? How did you
cope? God knows.
I think the first thing you learn as a Look Radio presenter, certainly for me anyway, is that you have to break through the force field to get a word in edgeways.
Yes. The hardest thing you will ever learn is how to get a word in edgeways with those two.
He's pointing at Jono and Matt here, by the way.
Possibly not.
Sure.
No, they have taste.
No, you know my book? Any other questions?
I'll get the PDF.
Huh?
Do you want to
make a spin-off?
Yeah, no. Shot of AIDS. He was a shot of
AIDS. Matt thinks this should be Shot of AIDS, which is not very nice.
I'd listen to it.
Delicious. Feeling fat right now. And how you feel.
Hello? Hello?
He's not fat, he's just big boned.
Jono. Hello. Hello. I've got a question.
Where's the voice coming from?
My favourite moment of Lug Radio out of all the series is when Ack had the experience with the National Lottery and spoke of punching keyboards through the desk. I just wondered, like each of you, if you could pick one moment from out of the whole series in your experience, what's the most standout moment?
Christoph.
Oh, not put me on the spot at all here.
All right, Ack.
Fucking bellend. If I had to pick a favourite moment, it's the bit at the end of every Lug Radio Live when everyone claps. I'm sorry, shut up, I like it.
Can we talk about feelings?
Yours is going to be the bit where you stole that fucking pie and then ran away from the police, isn't it? Busted, by the way. Now you've got to think of another one. So I'll give it over to Matt.
The first Lug Radio Live, I think, probably. Yeah.
Who was at the first Lug Radio Live? Who's been at... Who's... 2005. Who's been at all the Lug Radio Lives apart from America? Who's been at all the Lug Radio Lives, including America?
That's why you got the laptop.
Tony,
no laptop for Yao.
Now, hang on, right, this is the important test. Who's been to all the Lug Radio Lives, including America, and didn't get paid to go there by the Lug Radio team? I believe that's Dot Waffle and nobody else. He's been to every single one of them.
Also, a strange combination of Popey and Ack. Stand up. Popey, stand up, please. Isn't this bizarre? Look at that. That's the Ack bit. So Lug Radio Live, right? Alfie?
What's your favourite thing?
I think he said my dad sucks. I'm joking. I think my favourite thing was after unparalleled terror for the first Lug Radio Live, we had no idea whether anyone was going to show up, and we used to meet up for drinks in Birmingham. We had lunch a lot in Birmingham. We were terrified. We expected about 40 people, and like 230 people showed up, and that was just outrageously cool. Even before anything had happened, you know, this It's the coolest group of people you can get in the same room. So that's me.
I think possibly Lug Radio Live, the first one, when we had the potato stamp. I think that was probably the best bit. And not the bit where Ak was chasing me around trying to stamp my head with it.
I forgot to do that this year. Where's the potato stamp?
When would I learn?
Red and green. Honestly, you walked right into that one.
Yeah, my favourite one, I think, you've already had the National Lottery. Yeah, yeah. That was brilliant. With that one taken, I think one of the best memories is the guy, I wasn't even on the show at the time, the guy, you interviewed Eric Raymond 1 week, and the next show along, someone emailed in going on about Eric Raymond is bollock face. Starting saying we should just fuck off and form the Open Potato Fellowship. Sure, you'd have to give up potatoes, but you'd have to take the rough with the smooth. Fucking love that one.
What's Sparks? Great,
microphone.
Sparks, by the way.
I am real. Mine's a bit of a personal one. Remember the first couple of episodes? I'm just been away from teeth removed, so forgive me. I know. We had the animal noises at the beginning to hide the to hide the rude words. And John O'Leary, sorry, that was taking too long because we swear a fucking lot.
There it is.
And we said, well, we'll swear. And me and Matt had this brilliant idea. There was one swear word we couldn't use, the one that Peter Mandelson used. And I said it in that first episode. I said, we're not going to say that. Like, we can say fuck, we can say twat, we can say more, we don't care, but we're not going to say that. And Matt was like, yeah, we're not going to say that. So first episode, we were swearing, I said it. So that's why there's one animal noise in that episode. You now know why.
I believe.
Chris?
Yeah. Christoph?
I don't know if it counts as my favourite memory, but my enduring memory is sitting there at like 1 o'clock in the morning in the recording studio going, can we just finish this episode and go home because I've got to be in work in the morning, while these three do a full operatic version of Pig West.
That was pretty good.
If you hear me not singing, that's because I was glaring the entire time going, get fuck on with
other me. Than the politics special, the, is...
No, Pig West.
The Pigeon Street theme is one of my highlights. It's got to be said. Sod like Radio Live. Pigeon Street theme. Again, at about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pigeon Street.
And Ak knowing all the words as well. That was definitely a highlight.
Which was creepy.
Man, it's a talent. What can I tell you? Right. So, realistically, we ought to say now, as we said, this is the last Lug Radio Live, despite the fact that you guys might organise a thing and we might show up next year.
But there may be another one.
Yeah. So, you know, on you go and organise it and we'll come. That'd be brilliant. I just want to say, this has been 5 years of my life.
Yeah.
And... I've come to regard you all as people I met.
I always imagined... I always imagined it would end like this.
You in a raccoon suit, me with a beer in my hand. Right. And what? I just want to say, this is, from the seven of us, this is 5 years of our lives, over to you. So, Chris Proctor, Adam Sweet, Steve Parks, Aid Bradshaw, Matthew Revelle, my mate John O'Bacon, I've been Stuart Langridge. Thank you very much for listening to us for all 5 years.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I honestly didn't think I'd say this again, but if we don't see you to next night, maybe, just maybe, we'll see you next year. Good night!